This is the correct version of this episode. There was an earlier version that cut off 51 minutes in. We apologize for the inconvenience. Tim Bag sucks.
Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Bab.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
So we're really going to do this 227 commentary thing?
I had assumed that we would set it off and then, like, mostly just talk over it. That it was going to be, it was a conceit that it was going to be playing and that we might occasionally reference it, and that if somebody wanted to go Dark Side of the Moon, they'd actually be able to sync it up themselves. But I assumed it was going to be actually probably a fairly normal Tancast of us just riffing on each other and being dipshits.
Riffing on your mama's titties!
Yes, right on my mama's titties. Just getting right up on there and going, riff!
Oh! No, this ad is not relevant to me. None of them are.
Well, I'm letting it play through the trailer.
As your trailer, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D?
Looks like.
What do you mean, looks like?
I haven't been paying attention to Texas Chainsaw
commercials. You piece of
shit. Because with the four-year-old, I just fast-forward commercials.
Yeah, get him! Get him, Texas guy!
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, shit! What's gonna happen? I bet people are gonna get killed with chainsaws.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast.
This week we do an episode commentary on the pilot episode of 227. We talk about New Year's resolutions, and we end with some movie reviews. And when you hear this sound,
I mean no place, child.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome to episode 227. We're some sassy black ladies.
Jesus Christ, Andy. You have a slide whistle like we're morning radio.
I do.
I knew it had to be Andy because Noah's still talking. And I heard... All right, this episode wasn't gimmicky enough, so Andy brought a slide whistle.
I did!
Fuck,
I didn't know we were bringing slide whistles. I don't have anything to play.
Why don't you guys have your
slide whistle? Let me search around and find a whoopee cushion. Oh, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast. I wish I had something to play.
I'll do it for you.
You can play the skin flute.
I want to learn how to play songs on this.
I don't even have, like, a sound effect maker.
Nope, just your butt cheeks.
No.
All right, so this is episode 227, as Noah was saying over the slide whistle.
How come there aren't more shows that are just numbers? That's what I need to know.
24.
Fuck, we missed our chance.
Oh, you know what? And we did some 24 references on our 24th episode.
I believe we did.
Is there an episode called 911?
There's a... show. Movie. I mean, there's a television show, Rescue 911.
Anyways.
I think it's going to be a while before we get to that episode.
Rescue Me, but that's...
It has no numbers in it, Andy.
No numbers. Yes.
You idiot.
There's a video game called 1942.
Wasn't that also a movie?
I believe there was a movie.
So we just have to get to 1,942 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, after we got to 911, I figured that the rest would be a breeze.
Man, we need to start recording more.
I need to stop making these sub episodes like 223A or whatever.
Yeah, inflate those numbers, Tim.
Inflate them, just like I inflated your mama.
We know she's into that.
By the way, you should never blow into the vagina. That's very bad.
Is it?
Is it?
That's what I heard. Like, you can shove stuff in there. Like, I can't remember why, but I just remember, like, reading that a long time ago. Like, don't blow into the vagina when you're giving oral sex. You know, just a little tip.
Oh, wait. So what? You don't mean, like, blowing gently across it, like, you know, to
I think,
make
like,
this sound.
Actually, like, you know, like, hey, I'm going to inflate you like a balloon.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I think blowing across it is fine. I don't think air is going to, like, seep in. Like.
Oh, well, there was an... Okay. So I'm looking up television shows by alphabetical
And so I wanted to see if there was any other number shows.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show called 1-2-3 Go.
There's 3-2-1 Contact.
Ooh, yes.
A lot of 100 things. 100 greatest artists of all time. 100 greatest songs. Oh, those are just like VH1 specials.
Yeah, I was going to say like AMC did a bunch of those things. And
well, I'll start with the number two because that's where we are. 2008 NFL Replay.
Okay.
Broke Girls.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, but aren't we past those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're way past that.
20 ways to add value to your home.
Nice. By the way, at our current pace, it'll only take us 33 years to get to 1942.
Yes. I will be retired by then, so I can record every day. Let's do it.
Oh, that'll pick up the pace significantly.
240 Robert and 240 Robert. Those are things that happened, apparently, in the world of television.
All right.
There's a TV show called 2698. No?
We're going to get on it, sir. Andy, calculations. If we record every day, how long will it take us to get to 2000... What was that number, Tim?
That number was 2698.
That'll take us, according to my calculator, about 6 years, 9 months, and change.
That's nothing. That's a failed marriage right there.
Jesus. Oh, wait. Apparently there was a show based on Andy. It's called The 500-Pound Jerk.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, so did we say what we were going to do?
I don't think we actually did.
Okay. So we pulled it up on Hulu. The pilot episode of the television show 227. We're going to do commentary over the top of it. I'm willing to bet none of us have seen this show since it was on the air, since it went off the air in 1990.
I just watched it.
Oh, you watched the thing?
I watched the pilot episode.
Oh, so you're going to have insightful comments all the way through this?
Ooh.
Probably not.
Yeah, you never know.
So this is going to be seen, unseen, unseen.
I do have one fact.
Oh, did you Google some stuff too?
I looked up IMDb of one of the actresses. I'm like, oh, that name sounds familiar. I was like, oh, that's because it's that woman.
Well, I threw my one fact out there that it was canceled in 1990, and now I'm done.
Oh, who doesn't remember Jack A?
I'm going to guess most of the people listening to this podcast.
What?
So we want to start this now? Or do you want to do it?
You guys ready?
Holy shit. Are you guys ready to feel old?
No.
People born after 227 was off the air can drink.
Oy. All right. So here comes some irrelevant. There's a link in the show notes right here.
I mean, no place, child.
I think my brain will
give you a chance to queue it up and watch the stupid ad in front of it so that you can watch it without. Do the selection where you watch one ad and then you'd get to watch the rest without interruption. Probably we'll see an advertisement for Texas Chainsaw 3D. Looks like it's going to be riveting.
Yeah, think of it this way. It's like if you're going to get a hand job, just take all the socks to the balls right at the beginning so you can enjoy the rest of the handy.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be incredibly inefficient to try and kill somebody with a chainsaw off topic?
You would think so.
Well, I mean, what do you mean inefficient?
Else, chainsaws have a notorious lack of range. They're also rather heavy. They're kind of unwieldy.
But if you stab someone, right, that does damage, right? If you hit them with a fucking chainsaw, that fucking goes through them.
Yeah, but like a knife is easier to maneuver. Like I can swing it around and zip, zap, zip into your ribs. Like that's like
Yes, but let's say you practice with a chainsaw a lot, right? You build up your chainsaw muscles, right? Then you could probably swing it around just as easy as a knife. You get pretty adept with it, right?
You know, I think I'd rather have a circular saw than a chainsaw.
All this is overlooking the fact that with a knife, you can easily sneak up on me. If you have a chainsaw or a circular saw,
true.
I know you're
but
coming.
But you forget
circular
that they
saw,
have...
I can put it up against your back and then pull the trigger to fire up the electric motor.
You forget
but you have
they
to have an extension cord.
Magical powers where they can just show up wherever you are.
Yes,
well,
this
if
is
you have
true.
Magical powers, then you can kill me with whatever. You can kill me with a toaster oven.
But it's not they don't have magical powers to kill you. They just have magical powers that you can run as fast as you can, and they will just walk around and somehow get in front of you.
I hate those powers.
But
those powers are called editing.
See, the circular saw killer would be great because then everybody would be like, hey, I wonder which way the killer went. Well, you don't suppose it could be that way with the bright orange cable on the ground.
But which way is it, though? You got to figure out which way is going to them and which way is going back to the power.
Either way.
Or you could just cut that cord.
Yeah. Or run perpendicular to it.
But what if they tricked you?
I don't know if he's left or right, so I'm going to go straight.
What if they tricked you, may go straight one point and then circle back around?
Oh. What if he just starts throwing random cords all over the ground?
Oh, didn't think about that, did you, Andy? That's a horror movie that needs to be made. I need to trick them, so I'm just going to carry around these extension cords and throw them all over the ground. They won't know which way I'm coming from.
You know, the whole movie would just be people tripping over the extension cords. God damn it!
Well, that's the contrivance they get the young starlet trapped where she can't get away from the fucking circular saw.
Ah, yes.
Whereas in that trailer for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, one of them decides to hide in a coffin. No one will ever find me here!
Yes. You know what they could call this new horror film, too, right? Circular. Because Saw's taken.
All right, let's get to this fucking pilot.
All right. Ready?
I killed it.
Oh, anyway, so I forgot to say. So then watch the whatever the trailer. And then when it starts, press pause as soon as you see 227 come up on the screen. Not the Hulu writing, but, you know, the
big breast plaque.
The letters, the numbers are in white, and the background is in bronze of 227.
By the way, can we stop and just admire, like, the craftsmanship that went into this 227?
You know what? You want to know real attention to detail? Whoever screwed that plaque into the moving video behind it made sure to get the Phillips head screws lined up exactly up to date. That is actually a level of detail that you don't often see in modern building.
You know what? Screw the writers. Kudos to you, graphic maker for episode 227. Kudos to you.
Now, this is like 87, I believe. So, I mean, it's not like he had Photoshop to work with.
85, if IMDb is to be believed.
What's that?
I said 85, if IMDb is to be believed.
This shit had 5 seasons?
5 seasons.
You know who else has 5 seasons already? Parks and Recreation.
Huh.
We are old. My balls are just getting droopier and droopier.
So are we going to count down and then start it, or how are we going to do this? Or just say go?
Sounds good.
All right. So same way we do the sync up?
Yes. In fact, let's all yell cock at the same time so that people know.
I don't think Tim will like that.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
So when you hear cock, press start. Worst children's storybook ever. When you hear the sound, cock! That means it's time to turn the page.
When the angry drunken man yells obscenities, turn the page. Jack and Jane were dancing in the humdrum forest. Shit balls!
Jesus. All right. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Cock.
Shit. Hang on. Stop.
Uh-oh. I'm paused. I just showed up on the stoop.
Rewind it again. Sorry. When I was doing my little tapping thing, and I realized I had no more hands to do click fucking pause.
All right, I'm back to the 227 plaque. Plock? What?
Wait, I'm not. Back it up.
Happy New Year, everybody.
I'm back.
All right, here we go. This time I'm pounding my shirt. In 3, 2, 1.
Cock.
And it even does like a little shimmer on the plaque. That is gorgeous. Congratulations, 85 guy.
Is that a wig? That's got to be a wig, right? Come on, Marla Gibbs.
That's 80s hair. That's what that is.
Oh, Hank Williams looking like,
Hal Williams, not Hank Williams.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Hal Williams. Holy shit.
That bitch was on Sesame Street. Not that bitch.
Oh, Jackie, she's so slutty.
Yep. My wife was, I gotta mention it, because otherwise she'll kill me, but she was talking about Jack Hay and some other chick who was on this show. I think it may have been Regina Hill.
Regina King.
Both being on Watch What Happened Live, Andy
Fuck
Cohen.
Fuck, Andy, can you read? Regina fucking King!
Whatever.
Who was in Enemy of the State, by the way.
Yes.
Very nice.
That's my fact.
Was that your fact?
That's my fact.
No, it was that they were both drunk off their asses on this show. So she showed me a little clip, which I guess we could probably toss in the show notes. And yeah, they were quite drunk, and I'm sure the drunkenness was much more amusing to her than it was to me.
Oh, look at them in the ghetto.
I don't know. Those, oh, wow.
I don't know if it's really the ghetto because they talk a little bit later about how there's condos across the street and it's not their neighborhood's getting nice.
Ah.
Whoa, did it just like fast forward really quick for you?
Nope.
No.
Awesome.
Tim's living in the future.
Are you touching your keyboard over there, Tim? Leave the keyboard alone.
I ain't touching shit. I have to tell you.
Yes.
Well, I we can continue watching this. But,
hey, stereotypical Asian guy.
What I was just doing for the past week.
Yeah.
At some point, I have to mention it. That's all.
Look at that! Look at the Asian guy. He's fresh off the boat.
He is.
Oh wow, that is stereotyperific.
Yeah.
They even the giver up a garbage. Oh, I'm so funny. I don't
America.
Know how we work in America because I ching a chong chang chong ching chow.
Man, you want to see some racism? Go watch some 1950s Christmas cartoons.
No thanks. Woo.
Oh shit, they're getting close together. They're about to talk some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you know black ladies are about to talk shit about the neighbors when they move their milk crates closer.
She's not wearing any panties under that robe. Hello, fellas.
Can you see that?
No, I'm being stupid. I don't know.
Goodness gracious.
Did any of
How
these
many
two...
of these actors are dead?
Yeah, that I was thinking the same thing, Tim. Like, I was like, you got to know the old woman over to the right has got to be dead, right? Like, I would assume she's dead.
All right.
Let's find out. The one that, you know, is like the pops out every once in a while, like, oh, shit, I got some shit to say.
So not the one that was on Sesame Street.
Which one was on Sesame
Street?
I'm pretty sure
the one in blue was on Sesame Street.
Oh, no, sorry. The one that you can't even see right now. In the window.
Oh, yeah. She's probably dead.
Oh, Pearl?
Yeah, Pearl.
Wow, I'm racist. At first, I was like, what's Claire Huxtable doing here?
Oh, Claire Huxtable has way more class.
Oh, yeah, Helen Martin.
I said for a second. I didn't hear her talk. That is Claire Huxtable hair, though. You got to give that to me.
All right, I'll give you
that. The old lady neighbor has been dead 13 long years.
Wow. She's probably really good at it by now.
Yeah.
Hal Williams is still alive, though. I looked him up.
Oh, good.
I was curious.
Way to go, Hal.
Jack Kay is apparently still alive. I mean, what with the appearance on the Andy Cohen thing.
And still doing work. Like, mm-hmm. She's got stuff coming out in 2013.
Speaking of people who got shit coming out in 2013, my wife and I went to the movies last night, saw a trailer for the next Tyler Perry movie. It's got fucking Kim Kardashian in it.
Who has Kanye West's baby right now.
Who's got a what?
She's knocked up by Kanye West.
Ah.
Can you imagine what that child's going to be like?
Someone goes, it's going to be half asshole. I'm like, what's the other half? Like, which one are you talking about?
Half asshole, half stuck up bitch.
You know, Kanye West is kind of adorable. Like if you see him sometimes, he looks so shy. And I find that so cute.
Like wearing the glasses with the Venetian blinds like built right in. It's adorable.
Hey, dead lady, how you doing?
I'm dead as a motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
So, I was watching The Cosby Show with a friend last night, and she pointed out that on old shows, especially like this one, like, they had just pretty much one storyline. Like, whereas, like, if you look at Modern Family today, like, each individual family has their own storyline going on at the same time.
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, but we haven't left this goddamn set in the entire time we've been watching.
Well,
we
it was won't. A pilot, I mean.
For about the first third or half of the episode, they're all on the stoop, and then eventually they move inside.
It's like a fucking play.
It is. Wow. Yeah, it's exactly like a play, in that everyone makes sure to face out. Yeah. So, the dude with the bag on his head, who just turned, he didn't turn the more reasonable
we're
direction.
Extras.
Don't look at the camera. Don't look at the camera. Don't look at the camera. Don't look at the camera.
You guy walking by.
Nobody's walked by this entire time. Here we come. Extras.
So what's my motivation? I don't know. You're a black guy walking down the street. Oh, he's walking down the street the whole time going, okay, I'm black. I'm black. I'm black.
Oh, why you gonna put him down?
You know, I never want to rock your world, but black people don't run around thinking that they're black all the time.
Oh, that makes so much sense now.
Idiot. Racist.
Yep.
Probably thought all these people were Claire Huxtable.
No, just the one in the pink. And confusingly, the one in the plaid.
She's been in something else besides Enemy of the State. I mean, she's been in a lot of things, but
yeah,
Regina
yeah.
King, that is.
I just remember from Enemy of the State. Oh, yeah. Look, you're so nice, Robin. Give your dog some ice cream. Oh, her name's Rose. Sorry, not Robin.
So did he say he was Jason wearing that mask?
Yes.
That paper bag mask?
Yep.
Huh.
Well, I think in the first one where Jason appears, I think that would be...
He wears a burlap mask.
He had a bag on his head, but that was 1982.
Yeah.
By this point, the hockey mask was in full effect.
Was it?
Yeah. 1980 was the first Friday the 13th. I'm sure the sequel came shortly thereafter, and I'm sure by now they'd had two or three sequels with the mask.
Maybe he was a fan of the original.
Maybe.
I'm bringing it back OG. Or maybe he was broke.
B-R-O-K-E. That's entirely possible. Oh, shit. Gossip always brings you back together. They are fighting.
Oh, shit. Milk Crate's back together. I guess whatever my fast-forwarding did, it didn't affect my timing, because I seem to be right with you guys.
Very good. Well, Tim, you're right. Friday the 13th, Part 3, 1982.
Boom. I remember that from the trailer of Freddy vs. Jason. In 1980, Fear was born.
I was
in 1984.
It's so weird that they have to like react to something that's not going on.
Holy shit.
Yep.
It was like the Saw of its day. They had the eighth one out by 89. Oh, man, I clicked away at the wrong time to go check that IMDb fact. I come back, and we've got a set change. I didn't even know.
Yeah,
set change. Now we're in the basement.
Oh, look, a white lady.
Oh,
finally,
by the way,
I can watch the show.
She talks later, and she kind of sounds like the creepy guy from Family Guy. But it's not until later she talks.
I sure do wish that Muscly Arm Paperboy would come in. I sure like that chink fella.
Oh. What? No.
I've done my laundry at an apartment complex laundry machine. There has never been this much conversation.
The most conversation I've had at an apartment complex laundry machine was Tim and I talking, wondering how the fuck a pair of nasty stained thong underwear got in with my laundry. That was back during my celibate years. There was no way a lady caller had left those for me.
Well, how do you know? How we know you weren't wearing them and stating them?
How do we know we didn't buy them off the internet?
As I recall, the stains were front loaded, so unless I was punching myself in the balls rather aggressively.
We don't know what your jizz looks like.
Oh, I get it. So it comes out white on you. It must come out brown on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, we're back outside.
And now we have
Thank
clothing
goodness.
Change, too.
With a 1980s flip. What is that? The video flip change.
I can do that on my desktop Windows computer editing software.
You could probably make a better 227 episode side.
We should make our own 227.
We should.
Me and Tim will just sit on the porch.
Talk about shit that's not happening.
Can I be the feisty old one who's dead now? I promise
you
I won't say
much. Muppet.
Hooray!
That way we'll just have a little sock puppet there, and then you can do the voice for it.
Hi-ho, I'm a feisty black lady.
Did you say I'm a flaccid black lady?
Feisty.
Oh, okay. That makes much more sense.
Their landlord's dead.
Of course, if I'm going to be a puppet, then I think Avenue Q is probably going to get up our asses.
Oh, by the way, that white woman is probably dead as well.
Oh, I think that white woman probably died during the filming.
What is she doing over there? Is she snapping green beans?
Naturally.
Maybe. Oh, probably shucking peas.
Shucking and jiving peas?
Yes, shucking and jiving peas.
What the fuck?
Wow, Prince and the new power generation just arrived.
Someone stole Michael Jackson's touring outfit.
That guy looks fabulous.
You know who could play him? The guy who's on Portlandia.
You're right.
You probably are.
Will Armisen? Yeah. Armandson Dindon.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that dude
about?
Used to be in a punk band? Like, he's fucking metal. He seems, like, so calm and, like, laid back and, like, granola in SNL and in Portlandia.
I will always remember him from, I think, Eurotrip, where he's, like, keeps touching people when they go for tunnels. And he's like, scusi, yes. Scusi, scusi.
Oh, scusi, mi scusi. You know, I just stopped talking long enough to realize that guy is so stereotypically Mexicano.
He even had like almost a little matador thing hanging off of him.
He did. And the thin mustache.
And he wants to fuck black people. I don't know. Mexicano.
Oh, so somebody died?
Yeah. Their landlord died. Like,
oh.
The girl on the right was like, oh, he's always
playing
sick.
What, you mean things are happening in this show?
Yeah, so the girl on the right was like, not right now, but that one on the right was like, oh, he's always playing sick when stuff needs to be fixed. Like, he's just doing it again. And then he, like, in the next episode, oh, that was a lovely funeral. Or not episode, but next scene. And so they've been talking about him being dead. Oh, you laugh track.
The jokes are feisty. And moaning, huh? Tearing her to pieces, huh?
What I love is the way that she says it. It sounds a little bit like she's saying in moaning.
The expression is up Schitt's Creek without a paddle.
Well,
young lady,
yeah.
Young lady.
But this is 85.
The landlord left the apartment building to one of the tenants.
Oh.
And
they all think it's, you know, slutty girl.
Jackie.
He's like the only dude in the show. Well,
he is.
There's the other younger guy.
And the matador. And Ching Chang Chong or whatever that dude's name is.
All right, yeah, this, all right.
I'm not being racist. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the character.
There's a lot of dudes in this show, but they just don't not they're not as much around as much as ladies.
Yeah.
Did they save $1,500 for a 2-bedroom apartment?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was
fuck.
That must have been expensive as fuck back then.
for a 1-bedroom. Well, no, I think $1,500 was for a 2-bedroom.
Yeah, if it's true, it's for a 2-bedroom. Still.
You know, I think we don't see a lot of guys. I'm not trying to be, like, sexist about this, but I think it's that it's a bunch of women staying at home, like, taking care of the house. So it's all set in and around 227, and the guys got, like, work and shit to go do. So that's a convenient way for the guys to be gone and the women to be able to interact.
Did you just... That comes to some sort of epiphany there, buddy?
I think so.
Does he have a picture of himself?
I'm on one of the calls,
man. It's Billy D. Wait, no. That's a Billy D. That looks like...
Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that a picture of himself? Is that Billy D. Williams?
You know what? It was really small when I said it is a picture of himself.
It was.
I knew it was. I just can't remember that black person's name. He was with MLK when he got shot. Oh, Mama Day, why are you kissing?
Aren't two of us enough?
That's not theirs. The little one blue.
Wow, man.
They have all sorts of black people on their wall.
You know what? It's been a while since I've seen Friends, so it was probably the same way with the you know, the blocking and people making sure they're keeping their shoulders towards the audience and all. But now that Tim's pointed it out, it seems really stilted to me.
Granted, this is their first episode of all of them working together. I'm sure some of these people, it's their first time working in television.
That's true. Well, for the young ones, I'm sure.
Right.
Oh, the other people, no, they've been on shit before. I looked them up.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Like, look, they got MLK over there. They got some black people. They got a guy who's graduating. So do they have a son that comes up later?
Maybe.
You're the one who's seen the show.
Well, no, not in this episode, but like in later in the series. Wait, here's.
Oh, I don't know. I like how they have black people on the wall. Like, okay, we're black.
Did you hear the white girl talk? Oh, you missed it, I think.
Oh, sorry.
She had one little line.
Was it walk towards the light, Kellyanne?
No. I don't remember what it was, but I'm like, she sounds a little like the Family Guy.
Walk towards the light, Kellyanne.
Oh, you don't leave your shit unattended for that long, and it's just fine.
No, somebody's going to, like, picked it out, dumped it on the floor, lift the AC note on top of it. Get your shit when it's dry. This is still wet. You stopped the load before it was done.
I had figured out, and back when we lived in L.A., I had figured out that I had got to wash my clothes in one laundromat for cheaper and then go across the street and dry them in the other laundromat for cheaper.
I love that about you, Tim. I always figure out ways to save a little extra.
To save 50 cents.
Fuck you, laundromat. That's two games of Space Invaders for me.
Another thing they used to do is they used to do a lot of, like, I mean, maybe they still do it, a lot of inner dialogue, like, that you normally think, they say it out loud.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess the inner monologue for, like, Modern Family is those, that interview conceit thing that they do.
Yeah.
That was folded horribly. She just fucking wadded it up and threw it in there. Why bother folding it at all?
She's like, fuck this shirt.
Well, she's pissed
off.
With
pants.
Yeah. Because now Jack A is telling her, you could be hot if you tried.
That one wasn't that great either. That
wow.
Didn't look like it got folded. I think,
nope.
I think she just threw it in the basket.
I think at this point Jack A is just trying to get her divorced. Woman, why are my shirts all wrinkled?
Jackie is way more stylish. Look at, what is she wearing? Like a burka? Like, that is hideous.
I don't think they make hot pink burkas.
No, Jackie. The other girl.
I think Giselle from Enchanted just cut up the sheets for her.
Yep.
I mean, cut up the curtains for her.
Seriously, like, let's just take these sheets and cut a hole in the top.
Man, and for such a, like, bold pattern, like, it doesn't even line up at the seam.
Look at that fucking wad of clothes! You didn't fold shit!
She is not method.
Robert De Niro is not impressed. Oh, there she is, not talking.
Damn it. Hey, a white dude!
Finally!
Must be a lawyer.
Hey, there's all these other dudes that you don't ever see.
No, there's a white guy over her shoulder.
Yeah.
Another black guy.
Look at all these people
guy.
Pretending to talk. Okay, we can't actually say anything because we don't want it to get picked up by the dialogue.
There's another white guy right behind her head.
I'm a black guy in the background, glasses. How you doing? What were you thinking, Lester?
Lester
yeah,
wants to
fuck.
Oh, comedy.
Snap. Giving it back to the man. Oh, saucy old black lady, cutting through the white man's bullshit.
You are old.
Obama.
Obama was not even, well, he was out there doing something at this time. I don't know what it was.
Probably in college.
Probably being a community organizer or some bullshit that Republicans don't like.
Yeah. You know, helping the poor and less fortunate, just like Jesus.
Fag. See, that was said ironically, not actually to disparage gay people.
We love you, gay people.
I'm trying to remember if it was Louis C.K. There was some comedian that's like, you know what? Like fag needs to stop being an angry word about black people and just be somebody being stupid. So you could tell somebody, dude, stop being a fag and suck that dick.
Hey, racist. Fag needs to be not stop being something about gay people, not black people.
Wow. Sorry, there were black people on the screen and I get confused. Also, the aforementioned cold medicine. I think I'm a little high.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about my hair pie. Dirty. That's dirty for 85.
Rose, you get it, girl.
I'm rich, bitch.
I don't know if any of you caught this, but before this happened, the other woman mentioned that she got an inspector to look at the building to find all the problems.
Oh, I think I remember hearing that.
Foreshadowing. One guy laughing.
I think that portrait's going to go in the potty.
Was that an intentional slipping of the thing so you could see that shirt was backless?
I don't know. I think it was a wardrobe malfunction.
I'm sure there was no uproar about that.
Now you gotta pay property taxes, bitch.
Anything? I never owned anything before.
All these clothes? My master owned these clothes.
Not a puppy? Not a biscuit?
To be continued.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun,
dun. Directed by Oz Scott. What are you doing now, Oz Scott? What are you doing out there in the world?
That's what that episode needed. The slide whistle. It's a classic.
Now I kind of want to watch the sequel, because I forget how they sorted
the
things out.
The sequel. You mean the next episode?
The sequel.
What is that, 228?
Why do you gotta put the credits in the fucking time? There you go. Make the credits big.
You're like, I want to see all the people involved with this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah! Embassy Television. I love those old logos. Pause autoplay, asshole. I said it the first time and I meant it. I told Hulu what was what.
Yeah, you did.
Suck it,
Hulu. Looks like Oz Scott is not really working anymore. Oh, he directed an episode of Eureka, though, Andy.
Ooh.
And Psych. Wow, ooh. He's directed like a lot of one episode. He's directed episode numbers. Why do they bring just one person? Like, why? I always assume that TV shows would be directed by the same person. Like, you know, each episode is going to be directed by the same person throughout the season. So it seems odd that they bring one person in.
Yeah, I don't know why they change it.
They seem to do it a lot.
Yeah, I can't think of any show that's directed by the same person all the time.
I mean, I understand, like, if they bring, like, a special, like, person in, Bryan Singer came in to direct this episode of Mockingbird Lane. But, yeah,
you mean
like,
the one and only episode of Mockingbird Lane?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they do it with other things, like not Spike Lee.
Oh, no, I was being sad because NBC has officially said that they're not picking up Mockingbird Lane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I know Zach doesn't care because Zach thinks it's horrible. But Zach can go suck a big, fat bag of dicks.
Did Zach say it was horrible? Did I say that?
We're enemies now. No, I tweeted something about like NBC, like goddamn it, NBC, why do you suck so much? And he's like, they're saving you from it because it was awful. So I told him we're enemies now.
Someone else said it was horrible too. I can't remember who.
People who don't like happiness and joy and puppies and small children smiles.
What? But what were we saying about Spike Lee, Noah?
Oh, Spike Lee directed an episode of a TV show a while back, and I will tell you what episode that was in a second.
Quentin Tarantino did an episode of CSI.
Man, Quentin Tarantino was, I think he was actually interviewed like last year.
Oh, Shark.
Shark? Really?
He did the pile episode.
Really?
Odd.
Yeah.
Well, fuckledy duckledy.
Sorry, what were you saying, Andy?
Oh, Tarantino interviewed on Fresh Air by Terry Gross, and she was asking him about, no, it must have been since the Aurora shooting, or maybe it was the Aurora shooting, maybe it was the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. But she was asking him about like violence, and whether he like personally kind of loses his desire to see like violence in a movie, or whether it affects his willingness to, you know, like watch made up violence when there's like real life violence that's kind of like, you know, pressing in on the consciousness. And I thought it was a very fair question. It was not the normal, like, well, defend your violent movies because we all know that violent movies lead to violent culture, leads to violence in real life, like bullshit A to B to C thing that a lot of people try to do, you know, when they're doing interviews, because I guess they think it's edgy or whatever. So I thought she found an interesting angle on it. I thought it was something that would lead to, it's a lot of her questions do, kind of an interesting discussion of, like, you know, what his philosophy on life is. How does he look at things like violence? You know, what are his positions on things like this? Whatever. And he was giving her, like, these snide, like, one-word answers. He was being such a fucking press and such a fucking prima donna. I was like, that dude... I was like, all the stuff that we kind of bitch about Kevin Smith, where it's like, man, we like him, we like the stuff that he makes, and we, like, really want to like his movies. But then he starts to go on and on and on about how film critics are horrible, and he's never going to have film critics, you know, preview, he's never going to do a film critic screening for any of his movies again, because all critics can go eat a dick, and they just get in the way of the process, and blah, blah, blah. And it's, like, so fucking prissy. It's, like, it makes this person who you think is so talented so, like, personally unlikable. Like, fuck you.
I mean, I don't understand that mentality, because, like, I think if you make something and you put it out there, people are going to critique it. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, if you don't want that to happen, don't put your shit out there. Like,
exactly.
That comes along with the territory.
Part of putting it out there is that other people then get to, it stops being just yours. If you want to be precious about it, make it and lock it away. Show it to friends and family.
Show it to people that, you know, love you and suck your dick about everything.
Exactly.
How do you feel about, well, I don't care about you, Andy. Tim, how do you feel about Quentin Tarantino using the word nigger so much in his movies?
I don't particularly like it, but I don't know that it flips my racist switch.
I think recently, like, something else came up, like, about, like, I don't know, Spike Lee was upset. And I'm like, why is this still Steve's issue? Is he does it, like, every movie. Like, if he could have slipped nigger in Inglourious Basterds, he would have done it.
Yeah, nigger! What? Nazis didn't even say that. Yeah, well, we didn't kill Hitler, did we? We change what we want. Nigger, 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 nigger!
We kill all the Jews, or as we call them, Jerusalem niggers.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was a kind
of... When because, like, he himself says it in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. He does.
I think he likes to think that he's one of those white guys who can say it because he doesn't, because he knows.
Well, he is one of those white guys to say it.
Well, I mean, he does say it, but he thinks he gets a pass on it because he's not doing it from a, like, he thinks he's not doing it from a hateful place. He's doing it from a this is what hateful fuckholes sound like who say it.
Yeah, that, like, he grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood, going to an almost all black school, that his mom's friends were, like, black and Hispanic, and he sort of grew up in black culture, and he sees that as his culture more so than, you know, like the blaxploitation, whatever stuff that was going on in the 70s, that he sees that as his. And I hear him
saying, but I think he thinks he's like saying it, or he thinks he puts it in there to show off how stupid, how it's bad when white people say it, but it just comes off as white people saying it bad sometimes.
I don't know if he's doing that. I kind of get the feeling like he says it because it's, like Noah said, he sort of feels like, well, it's okay, I grew up with this. Like, this is my culture kind of thing.
Nope.
That's the way he comes across when people interview him and ask him about it.
I think it also comes from a thing that he loves B-movies, you know.
True.
Blaxploitation movies, you know, movies where they did use nigger a lot. And I think that's just because that's what he really loves, that, like, he kind of just keeps it going.
Racist!
Agreed. All right, so what other world problems can we solve besides whether or not Quentin Tarantino is racist?
Okay, so here, so I was just in Philadelphia for, I don't know, a long time. And, not Philadelphia. Pittsburgh. And oh, so we were saying this family that Danelle met when she was a volunteer at an orphanage in Honduras. Now, she met the whole family, as in their kids. Like, they had three kids, and they brought them down to the orphanage. I was like, they raised, like, and like, fuck, this is a fucking crazy, I don't mean this pejoratively, but this is a crazy family. Like, they don't own a television. One of them went to study in Thailand just to study. She hadn't learned how to speak Thai. She just figured, she didn't want to go with anybody she knew. She just wanted to go and be buried in it, so now she speaks Thai. She also speaks Arabic and Spanish as well as English.
Wow.
They build each other presents. The guy with the son was playing, like, they had to tell him to stop playing, like, okay, stop playing piano. That's enough. Like, ah!
Okay. See, when I told my wife that you guys were going to Pittsburgh, she's like, fuck, again? And they haven't been to Atlanta? God damn it. Do they not like us? But these are clearly a higher class of people. So
when did we had never gone to Pittsburgh before.
No, there's some, sorry, I thought there was another trip that you guys had made to the East Coast. But no, you're right, it wasn't Pittsburgh.
Yeah, ass faggot.
It was another one of the
That was
states.
Poor choice on my part, because that sounded like a pejorative to gay people. Not intended.
I sense a New Year's resolution.
No.
No?
No. I'll tell you about my New Year's resolution later. But anyway, the whole point I was actually trying to get to is these people don't own a television.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. So.
Well, how will they know what's important in life?
They don't really go watch movies very often. So, and they don't really listen to the radio, like in terms of pop radio. So now, try to have a conversation with Tim Babb that doesn't reference movies, television, music. We were playing Taboo, and the clue was fangs, and I couldn't say vampire, or I was like, okay. They do read, though. They read a ton. I was like, all right, I got this. Bella and Edward, nothing. No, they looked at me like I had just said, I was like, fucking not even that?
Could you say Bram Stoker?
I eventually said Count, and they said Dracula, because I couldn't say Dracula. And I said, yes, is a, and they said vampire. And so he has fangs, and I got it.
All right.
But, whew, I was like this. Like, and every card I was like, and Danelle wasn't on my team, so I'm like, fuck, I got nothing. I got nothing for you people.
I wish I was more literate.
No, I wish they watched more movies.
Oh. Fair enough.
It sounds like it's working out well for them, though.
Yeah, it does. They're tons of fun to hang around. It's just, one of them goes, so you're a comedian, do some of your stand-up back for us. I'm like, why bother? why don't you just speak to me in Thai and it'll be about the same thing? I'm like, because you know, like that an episode of I'm sure they're like, well,
languages.
Tim doesn't talk much. What's that?
They speak multiple languages, make gifts for each other.
Yep. They don't own a microwave either.
What?
Nice.
Yep. Oh, here's a fun fact. It's cold in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Not Philadelphia. Am I doing it wrong? Philadelphia?
Pittsburgh.
Fuck!
How many kids are there?
Three kids. One's just about to graduate high school. One's, I think, either a freshman in high school, and the other one's already in college. That was not in the proper order.
Probably getting, like, straight A's.
I don't know about straight A's, but yeah, they're doing quite well.
Makes you wonder if you would be better off if you just didn't watch TV and just did other shit with your time.
Nope, doesn't make me wonder that at all.
Tim's like, I'm happy with my station life.
I like me.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution is to not try to be a better person.
Although, if you get a chance, you should check out the Science and Technology Museum in Pittsburgh.
I mean, no place, child.
Keep starting to say Philadelphia for some reason. I only saw like two of the four floors, and one of them I barely saw at all, but it was fucking exciting. Interesting. Way better. It makes our tech museum look like a porta potty.
Wow.
What about Exploratorium?
It's probably on par with the Exploratorium. It might be a little better, at least from the last time I was at the Exploratorium.
All right. I have not visited there since I've lived in the city.
We should go.
Okay. We should go now.
Oh, and so, by the way, I was successful. I did not eat McDonald's at all last year.
Yes.
Which I should tell you not to brag about on your Facebook page if your Facebook is populated with a bunch of sanctimonious people who don't also eat at McDonald's.
What happened? I haven't eaten McDonald's in like years. I'm a
Alright, more important question.
Congratulations,
is,
Dr. Fucking Perfect.
Have you eaten at McDonald's since?
No, the break in the new year, I still have not.
Okay.
So this is my new year. This is the resolution for this year. I am only allowed to eat fast food 2 times a month for the entire year.
Ooh.
So I only get 24 fast food outings.
So what do you consider fast food? Like going to McDonald's? Because, like, so if I go to, like, one of those lunch trucks, I would say, like, those food trucks, I would say some are better than others. I would say some would be considered fast food just because they're so, like, loaded with, like fat and cheese and bacon, you know what I mean?
Fried eggs.
I'm going to say just carte blanche, lunch trucks are not included in fast food.
And what about, like, so are you not including a restaurant even if you go to that restaurant and you eat something that's not really good for you?
Yes.
Okay.
That does not, it doesn't matter if I'm not taking things out of my diet, but I'm taking quick, shitty things out of my diet, so.
All right, so if you're going to eat something shitty, you got to wait for it.
Exactly.
All right.
What about, like, fast casual, so like Chipotle?
Chipotle would not count as fast food, but I'm not likely to go there anyway, so that would not be in the spirit of what I'm trying to do,
fair
even
enough.
If I went. But obviously the big ones are like Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, Burger King, McDonald's, Panda Express. But so I decided Jamba Juice does not count as fast food. General Pizza does not count as fast food, but like a Pizza Hut Express would count as fast food, or Pizza A Go-Go, or...
So it's not the food, it's just where you're getting the food from.
Essentially. Well, the idea of just like, I have to, like, I can just not plan it out and then just go eat, and then, okay, I didn't plan ahead, so now I'll just go eat something shitty.
So you're trying, like, you're trying to inconvenience yourself.
Yeah, into making better choices.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm on the way to work and I'm like, oh shit, I didn't pack a lunch, I'm not going to stop by a restaurant and wait for food. I would have to hit, like, a drive-thru or something. So instead, I'll go to, like, Subway or just grab a sandwich at Safeway or something like that.
So you don't consider Subway fast food?
No. But then again, but I'm also not going to get, like, you know, a bacon and bacon with bacon, bacon, bacon sandwich or something like that.
With some more bacon. Can you just wrap that up in bacon, please? Can you weave some bacon?
Here's the thing. I haven't decided if I'm actually going to have fast food twice a month or if I'm going to put off fast food until December and then fucking go nuts. Fast food every day until Christmas.
But you ate fast food. How often do you think you ate fast food last year?
Quite often.
So do you think you can do it? I mean, I guess it's big. Like, if you, I think when you set it like a hard thing, like, I'm going to do this, it makes it pretty easy as opposed to, like, if you just set a general, like, I'm going to eat fast food less. Like, I think it makes it easier if you set, like, a hard limit on it.
Yeah, and that, yeah, I think that does. So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to plot this out carefully. Although I probably skirted the edge of it yesterday at the airport, but it was at the airport. What am I going to do?
I had a Cinnabon at my destination.
close, as Aunt Anne's pretzels or whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're going to go to Aunt Anne's Pretzels at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, don't. Fuck those people.
Already?
They took forever.
Ah.
And they don't understand things. I'll have the number one combo. Do you want a drink? Well, what the fuck else would be in a combo? What do you combine it with? A Studebaker? Fucking yes, I want a drink. You want dipping sauce? Is that in the fucking combo?
I'm giving up. I didn't start this on the new year, but I'm going to give up soda for a year.
Wow.
Woo!
And including diet soda. And I'm throwing coffee in there as well.
You weren't much of a coffee drinker, though.
I've been drinking a lot more coffee lately.
Ugh.
I mean, I put a lot of cream and sugar in it, which is another reason why I'm giving up, is because, like, I don't want to rely on coffee. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm tired, I should drink coffee. I want to be like, oh, I'm tired, I should get more sleep.
Good.
But also, like, I also put the artificial sweetener in there. And, like, even though they haven't proven that it causes cancer, I'm like, I probably should just avoid it altogether anyways. So
no soda for the year.
No soda, and I'm even going to, like, I mean, soda water is okay, but I'll probably try to avoid that, too.
Oh, that's another thing. The guy got a Christmas present where he could make his own seltzer water.
Oh, yeah, my friend got that, too. Max.
Super excited about it. And then he would just drink seltzer water. That he wouldn't add anything to it. I was like, what was the point of that?
Well, it gave me an excuse to buy seltzer water.
The carbonation's not supposed to be good for you, right? Andy,
is that true?
I mean, it's mildly acidic, but I don't think it's...
It's acidic? Well, just to put CO2 in the water?
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, okay. So what happens is the CO2 mixes with the H2O, and it actually makes H2CO3, which is carbonic acid. It's either carbonic or carbolic. It's just as part of the CO2, like, dissociating in the water. So, like, being absorbed in the water. Carbonic acid. Thank you, Google. carbonic acid's not that strong. I mean, it's not like hydrogen chloride. One big reason is that if the concentration of carbonic acid gets too high and pressure is dropped, the CO2 will precipitate back out of the water. So let's see, I'm seeing if Wikipedia's got the maximum pH on there.
I got the maximum pH?
In my nuts.
What is the pKa?
Fascinating radio. While he searches that out.
Looks like the worst you can get it up to is like moderately acidic. But not, I don't think that the worst carbonic acid you could possibly make, if you let it sit like in uncovered in air, I don't think that the worst carbonic acid you could make would probably burn your skin.
So they say it leaches calcium from your bones.
Really?
That's what they say. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Our bodies make CO2. We pass dissolved CO2 around in our bloodstream all the fucking time.
Okay, so the rumor is that this carbonated water leaches calcium from your bones. This is what one person says. It says soda consumption, particularly cola consumption, has been linked to lower bone mineral density. However, it's pretty clear that it's nothing to do with the carbonation itself.
You think it could be the fact that you're drinking soda instead of milk?
It says they did a little research. Still water, people drink carbonated water for after 8 weeks. The researchers could detect no difference between the groups when it came to markers for bone turnover. So there you go.
Yeah, that's probably the high fructose corn syrup. Or, you know, something else with the preservatives or something like that.
I got some preservatives in my dick.
No, you don't.
Dick preservatives.
Just because he's got dick preservatives, and who am I to argue?
So, that's my general thing. And, like, there's some other goals I have, but, like, those are my hard things. Like, I'm also going to try to eat less sweets and just cook at home more. But there's no hard limit for that. But I just wanted to stop drinking soda and coffee. We'll see how that goes.
Good luck with that.
I've never tried it before. Although, I don't think it really contributes. Like, I don't think I'll lose a ton of weight. I think not eating sweets will help me. Because, like, I love sweets. Like, and I don't, like, it's not like I gorge out on them. But, like, oh, look, work, there's some candy. I'll have some of that.
I'm pretty sure my fast food went up. And as soon as I started working again, my fast food went up a lot because I'd be like, you know, just getting Michael ready in the morning, and then I'd leave and I hadn't had breakfast yet, so I'd stop by Jack in the Box on the way to work, or I'd stop, you know, recently I'd stop by Taco Bell and get their breakfast Crunchwrap, which is good.
I made some pancakes that were pretty good, a little messy. They were banana, almond butter, and egg. And then you mix those up.
No.
Yeah, almond butter sounds pretty good, but
Tim does not approve. So actually, I'm trying to eat less eggs as well. So I'm thinking about redoing them, and I'm going to use applesauce instead of eggs. Tim does not approve.
No.
So.
That's why Noah's got a rocking body, and Tim's losing teeth.
Well, no, I mean. Yeah, I don't think applesauce is a really good substitute for egg in most things, because a lot of things need they need protein, because really the egg's there to, like, you know, to set things up.
Well, I looked it up, and, like, applesauce is a replacement for eggs. Like, if you make brownies, you could put applesauce instead of eggs.
And you get shitty brownies.
Right, but it's not a nutritional replacement for eggs, is what he's saying.
Right, yeah. I'm not worried about nutritional.
Well, I'm not saying for nutrition. I'm saying for texture, because applesauce, there is some protein in applesauce, but for the most part, applesauce is sugar and fiber.
My dick is sugar and fiber.
And it reacts differently to heat. It doesn't. You'd be better off mixing jizz in instead of the eggs than applesauce to get the same.
It works for brownies, sir.
Okay.
Which one, jizz or applesauce?
I was gonna say jizz in your brownies next time and compare it.
I mean, I'm not saying like they taste the same as like regular brownies, but I've had applesauce brownies.
Applesauce.
Fair enough. Oh, I know the episode's running long, but super quick. My wife and I did see Les Mis. And
how lay was it?
Well, for something where the name generally is translated as The Miserable Ones, it's the effect of advertising, or, you know, truth in advertising. That's what I'm looking for. Lots of women crying in that theater.
And you're like, bitches, shut up. I'll give you something to cry about. No.
Yeah. It was interesting. There were parts of it where, like, it seemed kind of like Russell Crowe was singing for a different production than a lot of the other people were doing. So some of them seemed a bit more Broadway. Some of them seemed a little bit more like operatic. The girl who played Cosette, I can never remember her name, but she got big titties. That's what I remember the best about her. Her voice, I don't know if she was right for the role for the singing, because she had a lot of like trill and vibrato to her voice. Her voice just sounded really, really fragile. And maybe like that was even part of the character choice, but yeah, she didn't seem like she had the power to stand up with a lot of the other people in the cast. But Russell Crowe seemed like he was doing like a very poppy take on things, and it didn't seem to match up all that well. But just in terms of acting, I liked Hugh Jackman, like Russell Crowe. Anne Hathaway, her life sucks. Oh, the big titty chick, I looked it up. Her name is Amanda Seyfried.
Thank God.
But Sacha Baron Cohen and Helena Bonham Carter, as the innkeeper and his wife, they were fucking awesome. Like, just they were awful, awful, awful people. But just sort of... They enjoyed being awful the entire time they were on screen. They really seemed to kind of revel in how how shitty their characters were, which is good. So yeah, I liked it. I wouldn't say I loved it, but I've never seen a stage production of Les Mis, so now I kind of feel like I can finally check one of the things off that, you know, somebody who did choir and went to a lot of stage plays and, you know, productions when he was younger. It always felt like the fact that I had never seen Les Mis kind of is how Tim felt when he was making pop references around those people last week. Like, people just stare at me. Like, what the fuck do you mean you've never seen Les Mis? Go out and see Les Mis right now. I don't care if it's not showing. Get a bunch of homeless people together. Get the script.
I've never seen Les Mis. I'm fine with it.
Huzzah!
I watched a bunch of movies over my break. I'm trying to think any standout. I saw... Did I mention I saw Django? Did we record since?
Yes, you said you said they said the N-word a lot in it.
Yes, they did. Which, you know, kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Some people are saying Leonardo DiCaprio deserves the Oscar for his role. I don't know if I agree.
Was he the slave owner?
Yes.
Okay. I know like the general shape of the plot line, or like what the setup is. Of slave gets freed by bounty hunter going with the guy to look for his wife, who's still a slave, who's been bought by a cruel landowner. That's everything I know.
No one was asking what you know.
I watched a bunch of movies about health and food, like three documentaries. Somewhat interesting. Some of it seemed like propaganda. Some of it seemed like truth.
Did you see Food Inc., I think it's called?
No, I did not watch that one. I watched Fork Over Knives. I watched Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And I watched... I can never remember the name of the third one. Change Now or something like that.
What the fuck are you eating? That's what it's called.
Basically, I mean, the gist of all of them was, like, you know, you probably should eat less meat and processed foods. You should eat more vegetables.
Put the sport down,
you watch
fatty.
A bunch of movies that are your mother. Eat your vegetables!
I don't know if I've ever seen... I have seen Food Inc. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you pay attention to any of this stuff, like... I mean, it's not really telling you anything you probably didn't already know. You know, meat is very resource-intensive. Mm-hmm. It, you know, takes a lot less resources to make vegetables than it does meat. They don't treat the animals very well. Although they didn't really cover that aspect of it. More they talked about just like how resource intensive it is, like all these problems you will have if you eat lots of meat and not enough vegetables. And, you know, if you eat a lot of processed foods. So there you go.
Fair enough.
I saw Dark Shadows.
How was it?
I thought it would be funnier than it was. Like, maybe it was just so subtle the comedy was lost on me, but it just wasn't that funny. Granted, we watched it last night after we had been traveling with Michael from one coast to the other.
Which is just the optimum time to try to enjoy.
Well, we wanted to do something, and the choices were Looper, Men in Black 3, and that, and my wife thought I'd already seen Looper, so she had me get that. But now no one has seen Looper.
Oh, I watched part of a Uwe Boll movie. God, that guy's terrible.
Which one?
In the Name of the King.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think it was on Netflix or something like that. I turned it on for like 5 seconds. I was like, nope. Sucks already.
You loved it.
No.
I also watched... I've been watching a TV show called White Collar. Did I tell you about the show before?
I've heard of it.
I don't know why. It's not like it's really, like, really good. It's, you know, very formulaic, but I don't know why. Over the break, I just watched, like, a ton of episodes. Like, I watched the whole first season. And, like, even though there's other shit that I've been wanting to watch more, like, I think I kind of like it because it's not something I really have to pay, like, really close attention to. I would just put it on the background and kind of do other shit. And it's mildly entertaining.
Fair enough.
And I watched a movie called Dogtooth, which was bizarre. It's, like, about
your
this guy.
Your mom was bizarre. Smoosh.
Who's raising his children, and he raised them in an isolated, like, they never leave their house. So everything they know is what he teaches them. And so they will have words for things that are not necessarily what they are. So zombies are yellow flowers to them. And the father brings home his colleague of his to have sex with his son. And then that colleague starts fucking with the dynamic because she starts doing other stuff with the other kids. And then at one point, the brother has sex with the sister, so he can release his sexual urges.
That just seems like it came out of nowhere.
Well, at least in your
description.
It didn't. I mean, so the girl. So eventually, the girl fucks up the dynamic so much that he doesn't want her coming around anymore. Because, like, you know, he's kind of messing up his control over his kids. So I guess for whatever reason, they didn't really explain it, but they feel like the brother needs to sexually release with a woman, and I guess the daughters don't need sexual release for whatever reason. I don't know. So they're like, well, who should we do it with now? And like, well, how about he has sex with one of his sisters, and we'll let him choose which one.
Okay.
It was weird. Very slowly paced.
Okay. I don't think I'm gonna watch that one.
You don't have to.
Okay.
I don't
Thank
know if
you.
It really has any, like, I mean, you know, you could probably analyze it and be like, oh, this is what he was going for, but it's not like the feel-good movie of the year.
Is any Uwe Boll movie the feel-good movie of the year?
Oh, I switched. That's not an Uwe Boll movie.
Yeah.
Ah!
No, there's way too much meaning and undercurrent there for any Uwe Boll movie.
All right. We about done.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, everybody. 227. Now you've been hooked on the pilot. I'm sure you're going to go watch the rest of them.
227, 2013. Never
you
forget.
You got to see how it's going to wrap up.
I don't gotta.
You have to.
Maybe Noah will see it and blog about it. Maybe that should be a resolution, to blog sometime in this year.
Maybe Andy will post episode 207.
There it is.
Episode 207.
I had waited. I knew it was coming.
I knew your mom was coming.
Remember.
Coming before episode 207.
Never trust a Uwe Boll movie.
You're doing it like Jack Hay. Hey.
This week I hate how racist the 80s were.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, the pigeon is a lie.
TanCast. How does Uwe Boll even get people to be in his movies?
I don't know, he had fucking Ben Kingsley in that one.
Fuck. No, not that one. That was Jason Statham and, Ray Liotta and Hellboy guy.
Oh, Ron Perlman?
Yes.
I knew something!
Oh, I thought that,
I think Blood Rain. as being King.
I was going to say, oh, you got Burt Reynolds, but yeah, that doesn't mean shit anymore.
Oh, yeah, Burt Reynolds.
Well, Burt Reynolds will do anything now.
Pretty much. But yeah, the acting is bad. The special effects are bad. Like, it's just all bad.
Like people's costumes in Uwe Boll movies will, like, change in the same scene.
What's your secret, Uwe Boll? Let us know. Right in.
All right, I'm hitting stop.
All right, bye.
Yeah, there it is. You're right, it was Blood Rain. Oh, I should stop, too.
Tim Bag sucks.